For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers 3 stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to take anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over at her shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Folks, welcome to The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we focus on a new Bradley Cooper caregiving documentary, which is sparking conversation on the national caregiving crisis. In the conversation today, I have joining me Jessica Guthrie, a family caregiver, and Deborah Barrett, who's with Otsuka, American Pharmaceutical Incorporated, the lead founding sponsor of this documentary. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Jessica and Deborah.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you both. And Jessica, let's start with you as a family caregiver. Let's talk about how this came to be, your role as a family caregiver, and maybe some of the struggles that you've experienced as a caregiver yourself.
So my mom was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's disease in 2014. She was 66 years old and I was 26 years old. And at the time of me building my career, I became a full-time caregiver. And so for the first half of this journey, I was traveling back and forth between Texas and Virginia for doctor's appointments, meal prep, buying clothes, making sure she had what she needed to thrive, and then going back to work in Texas. I then moved home full-time in 2019 to care for her as her disease progressed. My mom is now living with late-stage Alzheimer's disease, fully bedbound, no longer ambulatory, fully dependent on me. This journey has illuminated for me the realities of family caregiving, the realities of having to navigate the healthcare system and having to advocate and speak up to get what we need, having to seek out resources and supports to be able to support my mom in the best way possible. You know, it's also taught me the power of speaking up and supporting other family caregivers. The reality is there is no guidebook when it comes to navigating dementia. There's no guidebook of like how to be the best caregiver, but there is community to ensure that people don't have to feel so alone as they navigate this journey for themselves.
And Jessica, speaking of this community, this particular documentary by Bradley Cooper as the executive producer, Caregiving, why is this important? Why is a documentary like this important to you?
Yes, it's so important because so often on this journey, you feel so alone, so isolated. You wish that your friends would show up for you. You wish family would offer to help. And I think that this documentary illuminates the stories of care. It illuminates our day-to-day. It illuminates the realities of all that we're carrying. And so my hope by having people share their stories and elevate their experiences, it creates greater empathy. It creates greater connection. It creates greater understanding so that people feel more supported as they're caring for their loved one.
And Deborah Barrett, let's bring you into the conversation as we talk about Otsuka and their interest in this caregiving piece of our society, this community that Jessica's referring to. Why does Otsuka care and want to bring attention to family caregivers?
Otsuka is a healthcare company, first and foremost, and we serve patients with chronic diseases. And the caregiver is an essential element to our healthcare ecosystem. They're an essential part of a loved one's journey, and they're a critical determinant in terms of health outcomes. So we know from some of the work and what we've learned and listening to Jessica, how important it is that caregiver stories be shared, how important it is that they be heard, and how important it is that we lift up the visibility of this issue and think about ways that we can support caregivers. You mentioned earlier caregiving crisis. There was a new study out last week from Columbia University that looked across the country and said nearly half the states are on the verge of a caregiving crisis. So that combination of things says we need to be having this conversation now, watching this film, talking to people like Jessica and others, and thinking about the kinds of policies that could help support them.
And speaking of policies, as we think about corporate leaders, how can they better support family caregivers in the workplace?
We have such an important role to fill here, and I will say that I'm proud of my own company, Otsuka, as an employer, offers a caregiver benefit, paid time off as a caregiver, offers a caregiver caregiving navigator program, which offers assistance and resources and information. I think just the way employers are taking care of the health and well-being of their employees, they need to be thinking about caregivers as well. I would actually make one other pitch that I do think corporate leaders can be advocates here with policymakers so that we can talk about these issues and figure out what sorts of things are needed, whether it's financial assistance, logistical assistance, respite care, et cetera. There's a real role for the corporate voice here, and you know, I'm proud that I'm at a company that is doing that.
And Jessica, as we talk about expanding the community, you built a pretty large platform on social media that allowed you to create a caregiver community, correct?
Yes. I wanted to start sharing my story because I felt so alone. And I was like, there's got to be other people who are young, building their career, and caring for loved ones. And I found people all around the world who are truly navigating care just like me. And so my greatest supporters, the people who have poured the most into me, honestly, have been caregivers from social media.
And the biggest challenges that you believe that people are facing as caregivers today?
Yeah, I think the first is actually just isolation, right? And people truly understanding the realities of the diseases they're caring for. And with that is also just education and training. I believe that I have an honorary nursing degree, right? Like you have people who are truly doing critical care at home, but are missing the training to do it well, right? Or to have the confidence in doing it. And I think the other challenge is honestly just feeling supported in their work environment. How are they sustaining their own livelihoods and supporting their families while ensuring that they can provide for and pay for care for their loved ones.
As we think about this documentary, Caregiving, this is actually premiering on PBS on June the 24th and is currently available to stream on PBS.org and the PBS app. And we want people to dive in when it comes to caregiving, because there are people, right, Jessica, right now, like you were in a situation before your mom's Alzheimer's, you didn't plan on being a caregiver, I'm sure, in the situation that you're in, but you are. And to prepare people and to give them tools that can help them move forward with that when the shock comes that, hey, we're going to have to put some things aside to care for this loved one.
Yes. Resources are key, and I would just add one pitch for on our website, OTSUKA, OTSUKA-US.com/caregivers. We have created a site of resources, information, connection to the film, and would encourage people to go there.
Excellent. OTSUKA, we're glad to have Deborah Barrett with OTSUKA joining us today, Vice President Corporate Affairs, and also Jessica Guthrie, who's been taking care of her mother, who was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in 2014. And Jessica, I just want to say my hat's off to you for taking on that role. I know it's your mother, but at the same time, I know that it has its challenges, and you've tackled those challenges, and I appreciate you for the sacrifice that you've made to be a full-time caregiver for your mother.
Thank you so much.
Deborah, thank you so much for joining me here on the show today, too.
Thank you.
When we come back, we'll be talking to Edward Jones principal, Vanessa Okurawe, as she shares about the true cost of caregiving. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at HydrationL.com for more information. Pickle lovers unite. The Rocket City Pickle Fest is coming to the Orion Amphitheater on June 29th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can get your tickets now at theorionhuntsville.com. That's the Rocket City Pickle Fest taking place Sunday, June 29th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Orion Amphitheater in Huntsville.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Drives into the city, works extra hard. Finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Daddy, and we're back as advertised. I have with me right now on the line Vanessa Okurawe, with she's a principal at Edward Jones, as we talk about the struggles that people are facing as caregivers. As a matter of fact, 2 in 5 Americans are caregivers, yet many feel stressed and unsupported. There's a study that came out
through Edward Jones, and we wanted to reveal some of those financial, emotional, and career impacts of caregiving as more Americans take on the role. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Vanessa.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about your latest caregiving study and why this research is so important.
Yes, of course. And as you said, so many people can relate to the story of being or the experience of being a caregiver, whether that's someone in their family or someone in their workplace. It's a very common story. And we wanted to conduct this research to better understand how caregivers are doing today. What are their biggest concerns? What are their challenges? How do we understand that better and then provide the much needed recognition, resources, and relief for these millions of individuals? As America ages, the population, you know, more people are living longer. This is something that could get bigger. It's an issue that can continue to expand. So the sooner we address it, the more prepared we are for the future.
As we look at some of the percentages, we have personal spending cut back. Many have left their job 25%, scaled back their work hours 24%, dipped into retirement savings to keep up 16%. In total, 95% are concerned about how caregiving will affect their ability to retire. Now, what financial and emotional concerns are caregivers dealing with in addition to those aspects of spending?
Yes, so you've highlighted some of the financial concerns that people have, because as they're dipping into their retirement savings or taking on debt or reducing their work hours, it's going to have a negative impact on their ability to save for their own financial futures, whatever their goals are. And so it's important that we address it now. It's a question of you're putting on your own oxygen mask first and being in a better position to care for others. So financially, we need to ensure that caregivers have an opportunity to save more for their financial futures. On the emotional side, Mark, what we found in the study, I mean, we know that anecdotally, but we also found this proven out in the study that the caregiving experience is emotionally rich. You know, people are saying, well, I feel stressed. I'm not sleeping well. I'm not eating well. I really feel emotionally drained. But then at the same time, they're saying, I feel very fulfilled. I'm very proud that I've been able to look after my elderly mom or my elderly dad or a loved one that's going through some, you know, awful situation. There are all these many feelings. And people are saying, well, that role as a caregiver has strengthened the relationship that they have with the recipient of that care. So you have these highs and lows of caregiving that I think is important for us to call out.
Vanessa, I know your role there at Edward Jones as principal, but personally, has this affected you being a caregiver or someone you love and care about to see and witness these aspects that we're talking about?
Yes, Mark. So I'm one of millions, right? So last year, unfortunately, my dad took ill and he eventually passed away. But we spent many hours traveling to go and see him, making sure that my mom had the support because they're both elderly and making sure that they had the right caregiving infrastructure because they're aging in place. So I had to work with my siblings to make sure that they had a really good experience. So ultimately, my dad passed away, but you know, he did have a dignified exit because we were able to come together and talk about what the plan was. And we have been prepared. So that's been my personal experience, Mark, and which is why I'm so passionate about making sure that people do prepare. Because we were talking about aging with my parents 20 years ago. You know, we had a plan in place, and so we were better prepared. But many people haven't been able to do that. And so I would just encourage more people to start by talking with a financial advisor who is able to provide a plethora of resources to help them as they navigate through this caregiving situation.
And as you know, Vanessa, if we're not taking care of ourselves, it's more difficult to take care of someone else.
Yes, sir. You know, it's the proverbial put your own oxygen mask on first before you help others. And you're exactly right. We want people to feel confident financially and also emotionally. Make sure people are getting, you know, the right amount of sleep, eating well, making sure that they have support groups and asking for help, because many people don't ask for help, Mark, and that's something that we want to encourage people to do in addition to ensuring that they take care of themselves financially. The other thing I would add is that we at Edward Jones have been working very closely to support two bipartisan bills that are being passed to ensure that caregivers can save more towards their retirement, because as you know, as we talked about, many people step out or reduce their work hours. So how can we ensure that they have support at the policy level, the federal government and policy level, to save more and prepare for their own financial future?
Absolutely. I was going to get to that about the policymakers and bringing them on board. We may have some who are policymakers who are listening right now. And of course, this is an encouragement to them to focus on this issue as well, those constituents who are facing being caregivers.
Yes. And it's a significant portion of people. We have over 70% of Americans saying that they would support expanded retirement account contributions for caregivers, that they'll support additional catch-up contributions for caregivers. And if we can focus on doing that, it's a rising tide that lifts all boats. You know, everyone is better off as a result of us making sure that our caregivers have what they need to look after themselves and look after others. So those, I'm really happy that we were part of supporting those two pieces of legislation, Mark, and hopefully they get passed, because it will help millions of Americans who provide those caregiving responsibilities to their families and their friends.
My grandparents used Edward Jones, and I do myself, and we have a plan for my daughter, and we go and talk to my representative in Madison, Alabama, and always work together. And I think that people will find that Edward Jones experts have the tools that people need to be able to focus on those financial issues that they're having, maybe the struggles they're having. Just sit down and have that discussion.
That's exactly right. And thank you so much for trusting us to look after your financial well-being. We're always very proud of that. We help 9 million clients across North America, and it always warms my heart to speak personally to someone who is a client of ours. And you're exactly right, because that's our goal. We want to sit down with our clients and really understand what are their wants, what are their wishes, what are their desires, and how do we partner with them to find the right solutions so that they can retire in dignity or do whatever they choose to do in the future. So I'm pleased that you gave that, you shared that example of your parents and your daughter working with us to really shape the path forward. That's excellent.
Absolutely. And shout out to Brad Wallace while we're at it. What resources are available to caregivers to provide additional support, whether that be financial planning or workplace flexibility? Let's be clear with our listeners what they can do today.
Yes, I think you've already highlighted Mark. The most important thing I would say, or one of the most important things to do, is to have a financial advisor. Over 90% of caregivers are telling us that they feel more confident about their financial futures because they have a financial advisor that they're working with. Almost 60% don't seek out that professional advice. And people get blindsided by the cost of care when they finally have to navigate through that situation. So working with a financial advisor as soon as possible is a path forward, because that financial advisor, as you pointed out, they're going to present a plethora of resources that will support the individual, whether that's navigating through Medicaid, finding support groups, anything they need, really, they'll point them in the right direction. And the other thing I would call out, of course, is the political will to really bring about some legislation that can help millions of caregivers in the country, because as you know, people live longer, that's going to impact how we live our lives in the future, because we're all going to either need care or be the givers of care at some point in our lives.
Vanessa, let's send people, our listeners today, to a place where they can go and learn more.
Yes, edwardjones.com/caregiving provides lots of resources for people to do just that, learn more and feel that they have the right resources to help them plan for their future.
Vanessa Okurawe, principal at Edward Jones, thank you for coming on the show today to talk about the true cost of caregiving, this important subject as we think about the 2 in 5 Americans that are caregivers feeling stressed and unsupported. Maybe today we've given them some tools to help, and I appreciate you joining me for this conversation.
It's been a pleasure, Mark. Thank you very much for having me.
Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go toward the dream college. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.